With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news as the annual White House Correspondent Dinner was cut short last night as President Trump and other U.S. leaders were evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel uninjured after a gunman opened fire. The FBI says the shooter is in custody. The members of the press, still dressed for the event, moved to the White House briefing room where President Trump answered questions and made statements about the shooting.
A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons. And he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly.
D.C. police have identified the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Allen from California and believe he was a guest at the hotel. They recovered two guns and multiple knives from the suspect. The FBI is currently investigating Allen's home in Torrance, California. CBS News correspondent Wei Zhang, who serves as president of the White House Correspondents Association, announcing the cancellation of the dinner at the security event.
Thank God. Everybody is safe, and thank you for coming together tonight. We will do this again.
The American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling the job. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Democrats have consistently rated the current GOP-led Congress poorly, but there's been a sharp decline of support among Republicans, dropping from 63% approval when Donald Trump was inaugurated to barely 20% now. The findings show repeated government shutdowns contributing to the disapproval. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed again. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says parents are worried about social media.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z, that's Americans aged 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. The percentage of young Republican men who attend church, synagogue, mosque, or temple at least weekly has been rising since 2019. This is SRN News. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County has caused unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
Jennifer Daugherty's home in Waynesville came very close.
It's so emotional. So many people has lost their homes. We're one of the lucky ones that our house wasn't taken.
But Governor Kemp says some 39,000 acres have been burned so far. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.